Today's daf is Vachin daf Chav Ches. We are holding on daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Today's shir is sponsored by my Uncle Jack and Aunt Jeanette Blumenkopf from Detroit in honor of the yard site of Uncle Jack's mother, my wife's grandmother, Chana Hendel Bas Avram Yosef, Neshama Shav and Aliyah from the Zuchus of our learning. We thank Uncle Jack and Aunt Jeanette very much for the sponsorship and Neshama in general, Shav and Aliyah from the learning of all of her children and grandchildren. We are holding now again at the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Bey. So the Mishnah is going to discuss the basic rule of Machshavas Chutz L'Zmano and Machshavas Chutz L'Mekomo, that all the Machshavas that one has to do some of the during the Avodah to have an Achila Chutz L'Mekomo, or to do an Avodah Chutz L'Mekomo, is going to make the Korban Pasul, but to have such Machshavas of Chutz L'Zmano is going to not only going to make the carbon possible, but one is going to be chayiv kares for that, because that's if for eating from such a carbon, because such a carbon is going to be called pigul. Then the Gemara is going to begin the discussion by one phrase that the Mishnah just mentions in the context of pigul, that if someone has a machshava to eat a kazayis, me'or ha'alya l'machar, from the skin of the tail, chutzlzmano, l'machar meaning chutzlzmano, that he's going to be chayiv kares, that's going to make the korban pigul, and you're going to be chayiv kares if you eat from such a korban. So the Gemara is going to have three explanations of why a machshava to eat from the or ha'alya would make the korban pigul. After all, the alya doesn't get eaten at all. It's supposed to get burnt. So you're not having a machshava to eat that which is supposed to be eaten, chutz l'zmano, which is a classic case of pigul. Three different explanations of how to understand that line of the Mishnah. And then on the bottom of the page, going out through the entire Amud Beis and into tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to try to work out the sources for these two basic halachos, that chutz l'makoma makes something pasul, and chutz l'zmano, or machshevas chutz l'zmano, makes something pigul. We're going to have a very elaborate limud that goes through the bottom of Amud Aleph and most of Amud Beis, and then we're going to reject that limud, and then we're going to begin a second elaborate limud to teach what seems like the ABCs of Kachim, like one of the most basic dinim of Kachim, of the difference between a machshava of chutz l'mekomo and a machshava of chutz l'zmano. But it's not a simple direct limud from a pasuk by any stretch of the imagination. So let's begin at the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We know that there are certain times and places that are somewhat limiting in terms of the halachas of karbanos. So the meat, the blood, the emurim of karban that go chutz l'mekomam, that are taken outside of the place where they belong, become pasul. And chutz l'zmanim, if they're allowed to stay, no sir, they're allowed to stay over chutz l'zmanim, they also become pasul. Mm-hmm. But aside from the actual bringing of chutz l'mekomam and the actual allowing to remain chutz l'zmano, if a person even has a machshava during one of the avodos that he's going to be zorik the dam, or he's going to be makter the emurim, or he's going to eat the meat, chutz l'makomo, that's going to make it pasul. Chutz l'zmano is also going to make it pasul in an even stronger way. So the Mishnah teaches these halachos. Hashochet es hazevach lizrok dama b'chutz. A person shechts a karban having in mind that he's going to be zorik the dam outside of the azara. Oh, mixes tamba b'chutz. Even if he doesn't have a mind that he's going to be zorik all the dam, just some of the dam outside of the azara, or he has in mind the hakter emurav b'chutz, that he's going to burn the emurim outside of the azara. Oh, mixes emurav b'chutz, or even just some of the emurim outside of the azara, or he has in mind lechol b'saro b'chutz. Oh, kezayis mi b'saro b'chutz, that he's going to eat the meat of the carbon outside of, well, over here it's not necessarily the azara. It depends what kind of carbon it is. Those karbanos that have to be eaten in the azara, he has a machshava to eat outside the azara. Those that are allowed to be eaten in all of Yerushalayim, he has a machshava to eat outside of Yerushalayim. Or a kezayis of the basar outside of where it belongs. Olechol kezayis me'or ha'alya. Or he has in mind to eat a kezayis from the or ha'alya b'chutz, outside of where it's supposed to be eaten. Pasul vein bakaris. Such a carbon is going to be pasul, but if you do eat from such a carbon, even though it's pasul, you're not chayiv kares for eating from such a carbon. That is the machshava of chutz l'makomo. But lizruk dama l'machar, person has in mind that he wants to, at the time that he's doing one of the avodos, that he's shechting the carbon, that he wants to be zorik the dam l'machar the next day, which is never okay. You always have to do the zrika on the day of the shechita. Or mixas dama l'machar, or even some of the dam he wants to be zorik l'machar. L'hakter imur of l'machar, mixas imur of l'machar, lechol b'sar he wants to be makti de murim the next day, or he wants to eat some of the meat the next day he has in mind. So in all these cases, pigul mechayav nalav kares. That carbon is not just pasul; it's pigul, and one is chayav kares for partaking of such a carbon. Now, when we say that a person has in mind that he wants to eat from the meat of the carbon, lemachar, that is not always a problem. Meaning the Mishnah must clearly not be talking about a carbon shlamin, because lemachar is not chutz lezmano on a carbon shlamin. Carbon shlamin is nechal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, which means that if I bring a carbon shlamin on a Monday, so I'm allowed to eat it Monday night and Tuesday. So having a machshava to eat the basar lemachar would not be problematic whatsoever. So that's what Rashi points out over here, that lekal ukma b'shlamim ela b'toda b'chatos v'asham dilu b'shlamim machar zmanahu, because by karmel shlamim machar is the zman. Aval lizruk damo l'hakter imur v'afilu b'shlamim habi l'machar chutz l'zmano. But the machshav al-sav being maktir the imurim, or to be zorik the dam the next day, that's for sure. Even for a karmel shlamim, yes, you're allowed to eat the meat the next day, but all the avodos of the karban have to be done today. To be maktir the imurim also has to be done today. Okay, so says the Gemara, we had mentioned in the Mishnah that if a person has a machshava to eat the Or Ha'alia, either chutz l'makom or chutz l'zmano, that's going to pasul the carbon. Such a machshava pasuls the carbon. Now we're going to assume that, at least at the outset, that the Aliyah that we're talking about is the Aliyah of a keves, which does not get eaten. It's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbech. That's the famous story in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim with the guy that used to bring a Korban Pesach every year and pretend to be a Jew so that he was able to partake of the Korban Pesach, and then he would show off that when he went back home, he would show off to all the Jews how he was able to pull the wool over their eyes in Eretz Yisrael, and they would let him partake of the Korban Pesach. So the way they ensnared him, the way they trapped him, was they said, yeah, may Aliyah Mika Safalach, do they feed you from the Aliyah? And he said, well, they didn't feed me from the Aliyah. So next time he went, he said, how come I haven't been fed from the Aliyah? So that's a strange request. They started investigating, they looked into it, they discovered that he was a guy, and they killed him. But all that is based on that halacha, that the Aliyah of a keves does not get eaten, it gets burnt on the Mizbech. Yet, our Gemara assumes that a machshava to eat the Aliyah chutz l'zmano will make it pigul. Now normally, a machshava to eat something chutz l'zmano is only going to make a pigul if the machshava is to eat that which is eaten, but your machshava, the only problem with your machshava is that it's chutz l'zmano, but you're having a machshava on that which is eaten. So it says in Marsavrua, or alia, ka alia dami. We're assuming that when we say or alia, the or alia has the same halacha as the alia itself, and therefore it's not something that gets eaten. So ask the Gemara, v'akamachash me'achilas mizbeach la'adam. The alia gets eaten by the mizbeach, meaning it gets burnt on the mizbeach, which we always assume in Kachim, being burnt on the Mizbeach is called Achilas HaMizbeach, that in a certain sense it has the status of an Achila, but it's not a human Achila, it's a Mizbeach Achila. So does a Machshava of Chutz L'Zmano to have a human Achila from that which is supposed to have a Mizbeach Achila, will that make it pigul? So says the Gemara, there are three possibilities how to understand the Mishnah. Possibility number one, Amr Shmuel, Hamani Rabbi Eliezeri, Damer Mechashri, Meachilas Mizbech, Lechilas Adam, Meachilas Adam, Meachilas Mizbech. Yet our Mishnah follows the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that holds that the two Achilos are similar enough that you have a Machshava to do a human Achila on that which is supposed to have a Mizbech Achila, and you have a Machshava of Chutz L'Zmano, that's going to make it pigul Ditanan, because we have a Mishnah that's going to, we're going to learn about a week from now, that a shochet es hazevach lechol davar she'in darko lechol, if a person shechs a carbon having in mind to eat chutz l'makom or chutz l'zmano, something that doesn't normally get eaten, something that gets burnt on the mizbech, the emurim of the carbon, or lahaktir davar she'in darko lahaktir, or he has in mind to burn something, chutzum kamor chutzus mano, but it's something that normally doesn't get burnt, it's something that normally gets eaten, like the meat of the korban, kosher, that's going to be kosher, that's not considered a machshava aposeles. The only time machshava is going to pasul is if the machshava is about doing that which you are supposed to do with it, just in the wrong place or the wrong time. But over here, we're talking about a case where you're having a machshava to do that which you're not supposed to do with it, to eat that which you're supposed to burn that which you're supposed to eat. But if Rabbi Eliezer posel, Rabbi Eliezer says that even that's going to be possible, meaning that we are mechashev me'achilas mizbeach la'adam, that achilas mizbeach and achilas adam are one big category called achila, and therefore if you have a machshava to eat, the human eat, chutz lizmano, that which is supposed to be mizbeach eaten, that which is supposed to be burnt, that's a regular machshava of chutz lizmano that will make it pigle. So says Gemara, so b'mayu kimta. So Shmuel, how do you explain our Mishnah? K'Rabbi Eliezer, that our Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. But does that really hold true? Because Eima Seifa, we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, the Hemsheikh of our Mishnah says as follows, Zaklal, Kalashochit, Vamekabel, Vahamolich, Vazorek, Lechol Dover Shedarko Lechol, Ula haktir dover shadarko la haktir, that if you do one of the avodos having in mind to eat only that which is supposed to get eaten, to burn only that which is supposed to get burnt, and you have a machshava to do so, chutzl mekomo is going to be possible, chutzl zmano is going to be pigle, and you're going to be chayv kares. Yeah, davar shadar kol lechol in, shein dar kol lechol lo. If you had in mind to eat that which gets eaten, yes, then we're going to say that if the machshava was chutz zman chutz mekom, it's going to ruin it. But if your machshava was to eat that which normally gets burnt, your machshava is not going to passel. So who does that follow? Asal the Rabbanan, that is very clearly the sheet of the Rabbanan. So what? Reisha Rabbi Eliezer, the Sefer Rabbanan, you're telling me that the Reisha, that our Mishnah here on Chav Zayin and Beis, follows Rabbi Eliezer, and the Sefer, the very next Mishnah we have in Daf Chavtes, follows the Rabbanan? Unlikely. So Amalei Shmuel says in. Yeah, but that's the only way to explain our Mishnah. So sometimes when we have no choice, that's what we have to say. That half of the Mishnah follows one Tana, the other half of the Mishnah follows another Tana. So good, so that's what we must hold. So that's one approach to understanding our Mishnah. Approach number two now. Rav Huna Amar, Or alya lav ka alya dami. The skin of the tail does not have the same status as the tail itself. So it's true that the tail itself has to be burnt on the mizbech, but not the skin of the tail, not the or ha'alya. So if you have a machshava to eat the or ha'alya chutz l'mekom or chutz l'zmano, that's davar shadar kol lechol. That's something that actually does get eaten. So Amar Rava, my time at Rav Huna, what's the svara for Rav Huna that or ha'alya is lav ka'alya dami? Because the pasuk says, and when it talks about burning the emurin on the mizbeach, it says that the hikvah mizavach shalom yishal Hashem chelbo ha'aliyah. So we darshin, yeah, chelbo ha'aliyah. The chelev has the status of aliyah, velo or ha'aliyah. But the or ha'aliyah doesn't get burnt on the mizbeach, does not have the status of aliyah. So Rav Huna very simply resolves the problem by saying that there's a difference between aliyah and or ha'aliyah. You're right, the aliyah would get burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore machshava to eat the aliyah chutz zman chutz mekoma would not pass the carbon. But the or ha'aliyah doesn't get burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore such machshava zoros about an or ha'aliyah will pasul the carbon. Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista has approach number three. Li'olam ora alya ke alya dami. Now I'll tell you that the ora alya has the exact same status as the alya. And you're right, normally the tail gets burnt on the mizbeach and the ora alya gets burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore a machshava to eat the ora alya chutz zman chutz mekoma would not pasul the carbon. But who said we're talking about a keves over here? The Mishnah is talking about the aliyah of a gedi, which does not get burnt on the mizbech. It's like all the other meat of the carbon. It's roi la'achila. Then certainly understand that a machshava of eating it, chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mekomo, is going to pasul, because this is something that gets eaten. If you just assume that our Mishnah is talking about a different type of animal, a carbon that's a gedi, that's not a keves. So it says Gemara, okay, now that we have all three shittos lined up, why do the other two opinions not hold like the third? Meaning, why does each opinion not hold like the other? So kulu kishmuel lo amri. They didn't want to say like Shmuel for a very obvious reason. Reisha Rav Lezer v'seifa Rabbanan lo mukmi. We'd much rather not say that the two halves of the Mishnah are following two different shitos in Tanaim. That's always only when there's no other option that we fall back on that possibility. We don't like to say such a possibility if there are other options. And obviously the other Amoraim held there are other options. Rav Huna lo amri, they don't want to say like Rav Huna. Shmuel and Rav Chisda don't want to say like Rav Huna because or alia ka'alia dami kamash mulahu. They think, Shmuel and Rav Chisda think, that the Ara Aliyah should be the same as the Aliyah. And Rav Huna's whole teretz was that the Ara Aliyah is different than the Aliyah. So they don't think that that's correct. They don't think there's any room to distinguish between the Ara Aliyah and the Aliyah itself. Okay, why didn't they want to say like Rav Chisda? Just say Rav Chisda is the simplest approach. That the Mishnah is not talking about a keves, it's talking about a gedi, so the aralia gets eaten. So says Rav Chisda, my time lo amri. Why didn't they want to say like Rav Chisda? Because my kamash milan. Because according to Rav Chisda, what exactly is the Mishnah teaching me when it says that if you eat from the, you have a machshava to eat from the aralia, that's a significant machshava. The only chiddush it could be teaching me is that aralia is ka'al yadami. Meaning if we're talking about the type of carbon where the aliyah gets eaten, the aliyah is just like any other basar of the carbon, then the only real chiddush in this line of the Mishnah, meaning he didn't mention any other parts, cuts of meat that you get from the animal, right? If it's just talking about eating from the meat of the animal, could have mentioned that any other part of the animal. No, obviously the chiddush it must be trying to teach me is that the ora aliyah has the same status as the aliyah in that it's, since it's so soft, it's edible. And when you have a machshava to eat it chutzlos mano, it's as if you had a machshava to eat a kazayis basar chutzlos mano. But that din tanina, we already know that. That's a beferish mishnah in Maseches Chulin. Ve'elu sha'oru sehen kivisaran. The Mishnah says that there are certain animals that the, or parts of the animal that the or has the same status as the flesh because the or of these areas is so soft. Or shetachas alia, and on the list, there's a longer list, but on the list is the or that's underneath the tail, that since it's soft, it has the din of the basar. So that can't be the entire chiddush of our Mishnah if it's already a chiddush of a Mishnah in Maseches Chulin. That's why they don't want to say like Rav Chisda. Now, unlike the other two, the Gemara is going to say how Rav Chisda would defend himself. So Rav Chisda isrich. Rav Chisda would say, no, I need two Mishnayos to tell me that the ara alia is like the aliyah, meaning the other two Amoraim don't need to defend themselves because there was no real kasha on them. Meaning we said the Amoraim didn't want to say like Shmuel because it relied on explaining different parts of a Mishnah like different people. It's not a kasha on Shmuel. It's just it's not kashmak to say that a Mishnah is going to have different parts like different people. They didn't want to say like Rav Huna because or aliyah kaliyah dami kamash milhu. Their impression was that the or aliyah should be like the aliyah, shouldn't be distinct from the aliyah. But there was no kasha on it. Whereas when it comes to Rav Chisda, we had a kasha. The kasha is, you don't need two Mishnayos to teach me the same din. So how could it be that the whole chiddush of our Mishnah is that our aliyah is kaliyah? I mean, we already have a Mishnah Maseches Chulin that teaches me that din. So Rav Chisda would say, no, I need both Mishnayos. Itzrich. I would have naturally assumed Hani Mili Linyan Tuma to Rakech Mitzdaret. I would say, yeah, if I only had the Mishnah Chulin, the Mishnah Chulin is not talking about Achila, the Mishnah Chulin is talking about Tuma, it's not talking about Karbanos, it's talking about Dinim of Tuma. So I would say, as far as Tuma is concerned, since the Ora Aliyah is soft and it is edible, so that's what you need in order for it to have Tumas Ochlin, so it will be Mitzdaret to Shir Tuma for Tumas Ochlin. But over here we're talking about kudshim, so it's not just something that's edible. It's got to be something that's edible in a way of gedula, in a way of dignity, of enhanced dignity. In a way that kings eat. But kings don't eat the skin under the tail of the animal. Say malo. I might think that that's not called something that's darko lechal as far as our sugya is concerned. So kamash milan. Therefore, our Mishnah is quite critical in telling me that it has to be even the ara aliyah is considered something significant. Now, the lamashka that it says in the Torah is not really about karbanos at all. It's about matnos kuhuna. Whereas the ara aliyah of the carbon shlamim being like basar means that it gets eaten by the bailim. It doesn't even get eaten by Kohanim at all. And yet, somehow, we make that connection. So that's something the Achronim are somewhat troubled by, that we assume the Mashchal, the Gedula, relates to a Bailim eating his Karban Shlamim. Mehechitesi, the Pasuk talks about the Matos Kuhuna being eaten the Mashchal, the Gedula. You understand, Kohanim are going to have a certain level of dignity in their Achila. But also, the Gemara says, I might have thought that the Ora Aliyah doesn't have a din of basar when it comes to kachim, because kachim requires the mashchal gedula kamashim lan. So whenever you have that, you have, I might have thought, and it says a very good svara, and then it says kamashim lan, but doesn't explain kamashim lan that. So how do you understand the kamash? Is kamash milan that the whole svara of the mashkul gedula doesn't exist? That there's no such thing? That there's no din that a carbon has to be eaten the mashkul gedula? Or is kamash milan that svara does exist, but the Ora Aliyah is considered the mashcha enough? It's considered the gedula enough? It's considered a dignified enough achila? So the Chaznish points out that we certainly do hold of the svara that's mentioned in the Havamin over here, that the mashcha le gedula, because we find that the Inyan Kachim, certain things are not considered dark lechel, even though they're edible. The shlil, where we say that that it's roi lachila and it has tumas nevela, but it's not something that's dark lechel since it's considered maus to rov bnei adam. So if you have machshava to eat a chutzas mano, will not become pigle. So we're just saying that the Ora Aliyah is not the same as shlil. It's not the same as the placenta of a behema. So the svara of the mashkul gedula actually does hold true. This is mentioned by Poskin because the Tur writes in the name of the Masechah Sofer in Archaim Sim Tav Chav Tes that why is it that we're not allowed to fast during Chodesh Nisan? Because on Echad B'Nisan Hukam HaMishkan, and 12 Nisim brought their karbanos for 12 days, and each one made a Yom Tov on his day of bringing his karban. So Beis Yosef says, why do I need the reason that you don't fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Because one of the Nisim brought his carpet on the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You don't fast anyway in Rosh Chodesh Nisan because it is Rosh Chodesh. So the Beis Yosef suggests that Nisim brought their Karbanos on the 12 days after Rosh Chodesh, that the 12 Karbanos and the 12 Nisim started on Beis Nisan. So the Kness Yecheskel just points out that it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara and the Midrashim, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Nachshon ben Aminadav brought his Karban. Not the way the Beis Yosef says that it all began on the second day of Nisan. So Kness Yecheskel says, yes, he brought his Karban on the first day of Nisan, but when was it eaten? Each of the Nisim made a Yom Tov for their Hakravas HaKarban, and they would eat the Karban as part of that celebration, because the Achila has to be Besimcha. So he says, Knesset Cheskel says, the Achila was always Laila Sha'achrav. It was the night after the Hakrava. Why? Because Limda Torah Derech Eretz, that a person should only eat meat Belaila. So, and aside from that, he says, during the day that they actually brought the Karban, they were busy with that Karban, they wouldn't have had time to eat the meat. But this, so he says, that's why it starts on Beis Nisan. The partying started on Beis Nisan, and that's what the Beis Yosef must have meant. But the Rav Nassim Gestetner, in one of his Svarim, just points out that this idea, Limda Torah Derech Eretz, that a person should eat meat Belaila, L'chor is only Shaykh by Achila Shel Roshos, but Achila Shel Mitzvah, Adarava. I would think if it's an Achila Shel Mitzvah, eat it as soon as you can. Meaning, oh, they must have only eaten at night because that's when you're supposed to eat meat, at night, not during the day. That's the Derech Eretz. Yeah, that's the Derech Eretz when you stop eating meat. You're eating a mitzvah, Zrizim Akdim L'Mitzvos. You do it as soon as you can. What do you mean Derech Eretz when it comes to Achila Shel Mitzvah? So it says in Nassim Gestetner, based on our Gemara, no, there is a Derech Eretz by Achila Shel Mitzvah, because the Achila Shel Mitzvah of a Karban has to be in the Mashcha, the Gedula. It has to be in the most dignified way. And the most dignified way to eat meat is to wait till nighttime, not when you're so busy during the day and you're going to be running and it's unhealthy. You need to give yourself some time to settle when you eat meat. So that's the assumption of that Beis Yosef. That's where this notion of the Mashcha, the Gedula comes in. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to try to bring a Raya that the Or HaAliyah is not like the Aliyah, against what Rav Chista said, meaning like Rav Huna against Rav Chista. So Meisvei Hashochet Asa'ol Olahakter Kazayis Me'or Shetachas Aliyah. A person shechs a carbon Ola, having in mind that he's going to burn a Kazayis from the Or underneath the Aliyah, chutz l'mekomo, and he's going to do so outside of the azara. So pasul, the carbon is going to be pasul vein bakaris, but you don't get karis if you eat from it. Chutz l'zmano, he has in mind he's going to do it l'machar. So pigul v'chayav nalav karis, it does become pigul, and if you eat that carbon, you chayav karis. Elazar ben Yehuda ish avelim omer mishum Rabbi Yaakov. Elazar ben Yehuda came from a town called Avelim. He was not. This is not about him being in mourning or something like that. So ish avelim said in the name of Rabbi Yaakov. V'cheinu Yehoshim ben Yehuda ish kfar ikum omer mishum Rabbi Shimon echad or beis parsos behema daka ve'echad or harosh shel egel arach. Ve'echad or shetachas ha'alya v'kol shemanu chacham gabei tuma ve'elu shorosein kibisaron. Whether you're going to talk about the skin on the bottom of the feet of a small animal, or whether you talk about the skin on the top of the head of a young calf, or whether you talk about the skin underneath the tail, and all the other or that the Mishnah Maseches Chulin that we referred to before, when it talks about tumas ochlin, that said that the or that these types of or have the din of flesh are like Pisaran, Lahavi or Shal Beis Haboshes, including the R of the genital area of the animal, Chutzl Mekomo Pasul, Vein Bakaris, Chutzl Zmano Pigul Vachayav Nalav Kares. If you shech the carbon, having in mind that you're going to be Maktir, carbon olive that you're going to be Maktir, Chutzl Mekomo, it's going to be Pasul, Chutzl Zmano is going to be Pigul, and you're going to be Chayav Kares. So what's the Kasha? Ola in aval zevach lo. The Brisa is only talking about a carbon ola. Sounds like by a carbon ola, if you have in mind to be maktir the or, it's going to chutz zmano or chutz mekomo, it's going to pasul. But a regular carbon that's not an ola, that's not kulu kalil on mizbeach, it doesn't say that a machshava of burning the alya is going to pasul it like a machshava of burning other emurim. It sounds like the ora alya is not one of the emurim. It's not considered the emurim that got burnt. It sounds like it's really the basar. It's not like the tail, which is the emurin. So bishlama l'Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, who holds that the ara aliyah, you're right, is not part of the tail. Haynu diktani ola. That's why the Mishnah Dafka says that when you have a machshava of haktaras alia on a carbon ola, because on a carbon ola you burn the alia and the or ha'alia, because the carbon ola you burn everything. El Rav Chista, but according to Rav Chista, that the or alia has the same status as the alia. Ma'ir tani ola, listening zevach. It didn't have to say ola. It could have just said a zevach. It could have just said any carbon, because the alia gets burnt on other carbonos as well. And if the or alia has the same status as the alia, then the Ara Alya gets burnt on other carbonos. So Machshav, Chutz Mekomo, Chutz Zmano, on the Ara Alya should also pass on the carbon. So Rav Chista answers, I'm not Rav Chista, Iba Yisema, Ba'alya Shal Gedi. No, maybe we're talking about the Alya of a Gedi, which does not get burnt. And therefore, even if the Ara Alya is like the Alya, it's not one of the Emurim, it's considered a Basar. The Iba Yisema, Tani, Zevach. Or you could say that it should have said Zevach and not Ola. That it's Lav Dafka about a carbon Ola, it's about a Zevach. And any type of zevach. Now we assume that this whole kasha that we were asking was a kasha on Rav Chista. Now the Tos points out, l'chora, the Gemara also could have asked the kasha on Shmuel, because it was only Rav Huna who said that the Ora Alya is not the same as the Alya. Both Rav Chista and Shmuel hold that the Or HaAliyah is like the Aliyah. So Tosus just points out that according to Shmuel, we couldn't have asked this Kasha. Because if the Tana would have said Zevach, we wouldn't have gained anything, because we still could have made a mistake to say that the Or HaAliyah is not like the Aliyah as far as the Akhtara, and the Bryce is just following the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that you're Mechashiv Me'achilas Adam, Le'achilas Mizbeach. It's only according to Shmuel that we could say that the Bryce follows Rabbi Eliezer, the Achronim explain what Tosfos Tzomeh, that it's only according to Shmuel that it makes sense to say that the Brisa is following Rabbi Eliezer, because Shmuel made the Ukimta that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Eliezer. So if you have a Mishnah following Rabbi Eliezer, then it makes sense that a Brisa which elaborates on the Mishnah is also going to follow Rabbi Eliezer. But if you hold like Rav Chista, it doesn't make any sense that a Brisa would just be a Stam Brisa following Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Why would it follow Rabbi Eliezer? Generally, we never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So that's why our whole question was only on Rav Chista and not on Shmuel. Okay, now the Gemara moves on to the very Iker Din that we have been discussing and will be discussing. Pasul ve'in bo kares. So we mentioned that a machshav of chutzl zmano makes something pigle, machshav of chutzl mukamu makes a pasul. Mina hani mili. How do I know these basic ABCs of kadshim? So Amr Shmuel trei kreik sidi. The Gemara is going to try a very elaborate answer. It's not going to work, but we go through the process anyway. There are two psukim in the Torah that teach about machshava chutzl zmano, machshava chutzl mukamu. Maihi. What are these two psukim? So Amr Rabba. The Rabbi explains, the pasuk says in Parsha Tzav, it's a long pasuk, we only quote one word from it, Shlishi. Now the pasuk actually says, Vim he'achol ye'achel mibsar zevach shlamav bayom ha'shlishi, lo yiratzeh makrav osol lo yichashov lo, meru avonatisa. So the pasuk is not talking about actually eating biyom hashlishi. It's talking about having a machshava at the time of the avoda to eat the karban on yom hashlishi. So shlishi zeh chutzl zmano. Whatever your karban is, by the time you're on the third day, that is definitely chutzl zmano. Pigul zeh chutzl mekamo. When the pasuk says pigul yiyeh, that's telling us about a machshava of chutzl mekamo, which is somewhat unusual. We usually call pigul that which is a machshava of chutzl zmano. Pasul is what we would use for chutzl mekamo, but we'll stick with it. This is the drasha the Gemara is making at this point, that pigul is chutzl mekamo. So even though the pashtus of the pasuk is not talking about chutzl mekamo at all, but since it has extra words, pigul yeah are extra words, so we use that to learn that a machshava of chutzl mekamo will also pasul. And then the pasuk continues, v'anef shalchelus mimenu avonat tisa. The pasuk says, so avonat tisa means kares. So even though the pasuk is talking about two separate issues, it's talking about a machshava of chutzl zmano and it's talking about a machshava of chutzl mekamo, echad v'lo shnayim. We darshan only the hocheles mimenu. Mimenu means from one of these two problematic karbanos, but not from both of these two problematic karbanos. Only one of them will actually earn you kares. Zeh chutzl zmano. Which one is going to earn you kares? If you eat from the karban that you had a machshava, chutzl zmano. Lumute chutzl mekamo, as opposed to if you eat from the one that you had a machshava, chutzl mekamo, you're not going to get kares. Ve'ema, so says the Gemara, asking on this drasha, ve'ema va'nev shachelz mimenu, zeh chutzl mekamo, lumute chutzl zmano. Yeah, you're right. The word mimenu implies that you only get kares for one of these things. Who told you that it's chutzl zmano that you get kares for? Maybe it's chutzl mekamo you get kares for, not chutzl zmano. Nah, mistaver chutzl zmano adif to pasach bay. Now it's more mistaver that the chutzl zmano one is going to be more serious because that's what the pasach started with. It only mentioned chutzl mekamo toward the end. It says Gemara, that's not a svara. Adrab, chutzl mekamo adif to samichle. I would think that the mimenu is going on chutzl mekamo, which is closer to it in the pasach. It's closer to the mimenu in the pasach. So that's not a good svara. So we still need the svara that if the pasuk is going to tell me you're only chayv kares for one of these two, how do I know that it's the chutzl zmano one and not the chutzl mekamo one? Ella amar Abaye. So the Gemara says, you know what? That drasha didn't work. Let's bring another drasha. Kiyas Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Amrav Samich Adetani Tana. We're relying on what the Braisa says. Kishu Omer. When the pasuk says shlishi. B'parshas Kedoshim Tiyu. In Parshas Kedoshim, different pasuk now, before we're talking Parshas Tzav, and when pasuk says Shlishi, in Parshas Kedoshim, so it says, V'machal Yechal B'yom HaShlishi, Shein Tam Lomar, where you really don't need to tell me about the Machshava Chutzl Zmano, Shari Kvar Nemar, because it already said in Parshas Tzav, V'machal Yechal M'Bisar Zevach Shalmim B'yom HaShlishi, so we already know Machshava Chutzl Zmano. So V'meinu Inyan Chutzl Zmano, T'meinu Inyan L'Inyan Chutzl Mekamo. So it must be telling me about the separate psul of Chutzl Mekamo, that also passels, that even the Machshava of Chutzl Mekamo passels, you just don't get carries for it. Because even though the pasuk immediately following says va'ochla va'vono yisa ki es kodesh shem chilo v'nichrusa nefshi me'emeha, that's not talking about actual nosar. So it's that which was the general subject of the pasuk. Umiyet rachmana gabi nosar va'ochla va'vono yisa l'mute chutzl mekamo. So the pasuk by nosar says if you eat real nosar, you get kares, implying that chutzl mekamo, that someone who eats a karban that only had a machshava of chutzl mekamo is not going to be chayiv kares. Ve'ema, says the Gemara, is that a real drasha? Ve'ema, va'ochla, v'onoysa, zel chutzumakomo, l'mutei nosu mikaris. The pasuk is talking about two things. The pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim is talking about two things. It's talking about a carbon where you had a makshava of chutzumakomo, and it's talking about a carbon that you actually let go chutzumano, that actually became nosar. One of them you get kares for. So we're assuming actually eating nosar you chayev kares for. But a makshava of chutzumakomo, you're not going to be chayev kares for. Who says? Maybe it's the other way around. So it says, no, mistavra nosar havalelu ukme bekaris. More mistaver that eating actual nosar gets kares, lemigmar avon avon luchutzuzmano. Because in that way we can learn a gzereshava of avon avon chutzuzmano didamile bezav. Because it's similar to each other in Zayin Beis, in the Rashi Tevis of Zayin Beis. What on earth is the Gemara talking about over here? Major Machlokas Rashi Tosos. Here's how Rashi explains what the Gemara is trying to say. That over here the Pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, Va'ochlav avono yisa, by a machshav of chutz l'zmanu, in Parshas Sav, the Pasuk says, Va'nefesh ocheles mimenu, avona tisa. But it never says what the nesias avon is, what punishment you get. But over here in Parshas Kedoshim, it says avona yisa, it says beferish that it's kares. So if we say that the pasuk is talking about nosar, we can learn a gzeirah shava between nosar and chutz l'zmano very easily, because nosar and chutz l'zmano are similar to each other. Meaning, when the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim tells us that yichayev karis, we weren't sure, is it saying that yichayev karis for nosar or yichayev karis for machshava chutz l'mekomo? But we do know that whatever yichayev karis for has to connect to chutz l'zmano, machshava chutz l'zmano. What's more likely to connect to a machshava of chutz l'zmano? No sir is more likely to connect. Why is no sir more likely to connect? Because they're both zman related. That's the Zion of the Nutrikan. They're both zman related issues. And they're both, knowing Bibama, they're both dinim that apply by Obama as well. So that's why we prefer to assume that the Chiyuv Kares that it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is about Nosar and is not about Chutz L'mekomo. Because Nosar is a more seamless fit with Chutz L'zmano, and we want to make this Gezer Shava of Avona Yisa. Tosos is a little bit bothered by this whole methodology. Well, because we've decided what we want the outcome to be, so we can manipulate and say that's what the pasuk must have meant. And it seems a little bit unusual to make such a drasha. But says Gemara, Adraba, chutz l'mekomo havalelu ukmei bekares lemigmar avon avon lechutz l'zmano didami lebimikdash. No, maybe you could have said that the kares is about chutz l'mekomo, and that's more likely to line up with chutz l'zmano because it has four things in common: mem machshava, kuf, Ktsas, Dalid Dam, and Shin Shlishi. They're both Pasul Makshava. They're both, if you have a Makshava and even part of it, the whole thing becomes Pasul. They're both Psulim about the Avodah Sadam, and by both of them it says Shlishi. So I would think it's better to learn the Gzeir Shava Chutz L'Zmano Chutz L'Mekomo, and not from Tumah, where there's no Tumah that's Doma to Chutz L'Zmano. So instead, the Gemara says a different Drasha. Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Zivdi Bar Levi. The reason that the pasuk of Kares says Avochla Vanoisa that it's Dafka got to be by Nosar is Asya Kodesh Kodesh. Ksiv Hacha as Kodesh Shem Chilel VeNichrusa uKsiv Hasam Masarafta Sanosar BeEish. So Malahalan Nosar Afkan Nosar. Just like over there, it's talking about Nosar. Over here, it's also talking about Nosar. Umiyet Rachmana Gabe Nosar VaOchla VaVanoisa Lemutei Chutz Mekamo MiKares. And the pasuk has an exclusionary term by nosar that it says va'ochlav avono yisa, that only someone who eats nosar is chayiv kares, as opposed to someone who has a machshava of chutz l'mekomo who's not going to be chayiv kares. So based on this, the pasuk in Parshas Tzav that talks about a machshava of chutz l'zmano and has a chayiv kares, and the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is talking about a machshava of chutz l'mekomo and does not have a chayiv kares. But umay chazis dekra aricha b'chutz l'zmano u'shlishi de parshas kedoshim tiyu b'chutz l'mekomo epochana. How do you know that the long pasuk, which is the way the Gemara refers to the pasuk in Parshas Tzav, is about chutz l'zmano, and the pasuk that says shlishi in Parshas Kedoshim is about chutz l'mekomo? Maybe it should be the exact opposite. and the part the one in Kedoshim should be about chutzlus mano and should not give curries. So it says more mistavra aricha b'chutzlus mano. It's more mistavra that the long pasuk in Parshas Sav is about chutzlus mano. Why? The gamar avon avon minoser de dami lebezav, because we learn from the Nesias Avon that it says over here, from Nosar, which is similar to Chutzlus Mano in those two important ways, that Zman and Bama. So we can learn this Kazer Shava, but if you were to say that the long Pasuk is about Chutzl Makomo, we wouldn't be able to learn this Kazer Shava from Nosar, because there's no comparison to Nosar. So it says, Ma'adraba, Aricha b'Chutzl Makomo, Ushlishit Gdoshim Tiyo b'Chutzlus Mano, Mishum Dedomile Samche b'Kamayle, because Chutzlus Mano is similar to Nosar, so we should be memayated from what it says by Nosar, when it says Vachlav Avon Yisa, which implies that only Nosar is a Chiv Karis, but not that which is very similar to it, meaning Chutzlus Mano. So this isn't a valid drasha. You can't prove that the Pasuk in Parashat Tzav is about Chutzlus Mano and that you're going to be Chayiv Karis and Chutzlus Mekomo, you're not Chayiv Karis. So because of all that, we're going to scrap everything we said, and Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up with Ella Amar Rava, an entirely new drasha, to try to figure out that Chutzlus Mano is Chayiv Karis and Chutzlus Mekomo is not Chayiv Karis.